Hi, this is Anne Whitehouse. Welcome to the Pull Back Your Power, Redefine Perfection Clearing. This is so important because at this point you now have the understanding and the skills to really transform the negative energies that are undermining you. So, always remember that when you feel blocked, stressed, anxious, out of control, this means that there's a conflict between what's going on in your conscious mind and what your subconscious is telling you. And more often than not, what we're dealing with is that archaic operating system deep down in your subconscious. And if you are an intelligent, motivated woman trying to create a career and a life for yourself, what you are doing is going against all of those old rules about what a woman had to do and had to be. So what we're going to do in this clearing is to get down into those hidden layers and begin to change those forbidden labels. Because when we do that, when we update that old operating system, that's when inner conflict will go down. You'll stop fighting yourself under the surface, and then you can move forwards much more easily. Now, it goes without saying that you do not believe these old rules and limitations. Of course you don't. They're just the old, obsolete energies hidden under the surface of your mind. Now, get yourself ready by making sure your phone is turned off. Make sure you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. Make sure you're comfortable. So relax, breathe gently, close your eyes, and focus into the heart. Really feel that connection, and as you breathe, imagine or feel that energy increasing and growing. By now, this ought to be getting quite familiar for you, and hopefully it's becoming more natural for you to really connect into your heart energy. Just allow yourself to become aware of that energy flow up through your head, around the outside of your body, and up through your feet. And as you breathe, imagine or feel that energy getting stronger. And imagine it beginning to remove and clear and release any blocked energies that have been sitting in your energy field, sitting in your mind or in your body. Now I want you to begin to think about the situation you want to transform. And it's important that we just do one thing at a time. So this might be your work environment, it might be a particular thing you want to create or a goal you've set yourself. It might be the situation with your family. But allow that situation to really come into your mind. Allow all the details to come to the surface of your mind. The people, the buildings, the ethos, the behaviour, the way people interact with each other, the way the men and the women interact with each other. What you want is a full tapestry of the facts and also the feelings involved in being in that situation. So allow it all to come up to the surface and just feel into it. Without analysing it, just allow it to all present itself to your conscious mind while you're in this relaxed state. So now you can begin to analyze things. How does it feel to you, to your mind, to your body? Is it an accepting, welcoming, nurturing environment? Or is it aggressive, confrontational, high pressure? Is it a place where you can feel relaxed, where you can be yourself, where you can speak up and express yourself? Do you feel accepted as the real you? Or is it the opposite? Do you feel you have to change who you are in order to be accepted here? Do you feel invisible? Do you feel you are always under attack? Do you feel you have to attack others, or at least be on the offensive in order to survive in that place? Or maybe it's a mixture, and in some situations you do feel pretty relaxed, but in others you do feel that you can't be yourself. Whatever the details are, there's no right or wrong. It's simply your understanding, your feeling, the way you, in your mind and your body, and on all levels, are feeling and are interacting in that situation. So now what we need to do is to flag up what the historical legacy is that underpins this environment. And this is pretty easy to do. Take your mind back 1, 2, maybe 3 generations and just have a look at the same environment or the nearest equivalent. Is this a place where only men are allowed? And if women are allowed there, what is their role? Do they have the same recognition as men? Very unlikely. What about money? Who is controlling the money in this environment when you go back? Is this an environment where women are completely forbidden? Really feel into what the rules were, what the status quo was, when you go back in time. And it doesn't have to go back very far. So this historical legacy of that place, that time, that environment, this is the definition on the energetic level that is still being used by our subconscious minds. So this energy, this historical energy of that environment, this is the perfection is male, the default is male. This is the operating system that is still being used on that hidden subconscious level. Now is when we bring in the awareness. Your subconscious mind and your body have been feeling that old definition, accepting it and measuring you against it, all under the surface. And you've been unwittingly assuming that this energy is actually the way things have to be, the law, the rule. Don't judge yourself for this. This is an automatic response that we all have, and it's this automatic response to this hidden energy pattern that is causing all the problems. So now I want you to allow yourself to feel the gulf between that old legacy energy and the present facts of your 21st century existence. The difference between those old definitions, those old limitations, and all the things that were labelled as forbidden, and your current right and entitlement to participate as an equal and be yourself. How big is that gap? The bigger the gap, the greater the internal conflict. And the bigger the gap, the more things will be labelled as forbidden. And the more things are labelled as forbidden, the more this will sabotage you and undermine you. So let's allow that gulf, that understanding of the difference between these two energies, the facts on the surface and the hidden old rules, allow that to really come into your conscious awareness, because it's going to be absolutely huge. Now this is absolutely key. Those old rules, those old patterns, they are an illusion, an echo. They are cobwebs in the attic that need to be vacuumed away, nothing more. Your subconscious mind has believed them to be the truth. Without you being able to analyse or discern or make a decision, because it's all under the surface. But the actual truth is, they have no hold over you, no hold over your life, your choices, your safety, none whatsoever. They are completely obsolete. So hold on to this understanding. Now we're going to allow that understanding to sink as deeply as possible into our minds and bodies. This is absolutely key. The deeper we can bring this real truth in, the more powerful transformation we can get. So bring your attention back to your heart again. Reconnect with that energy and imagine or visualize that flowing energy, that circulating energy going right up through your body, around the outside, up through your feet, flowing this beautiful high vibration energy. And I want you to imagine that the real truth, the absolute truth about your rights and entitlement, that is now flowing within that heart energy. And you can imagine or visualize those old labels, those old obsolete labels of things being forbidden, as sitting in your mind and in your body. But there's no validity anymore. There's no truth. They're just patterns that need to be cleaned away. So with your intention, just ask that your heart energy washes away all those old rules and replaces them with the truth that's aligned with what you want and deserve and are entitled to in your life. What you're entitled to do, to be, to have. And if it helps, you can imagine your actual situation, your workplace, or the things that you want to achieve. You can imagine them having those forbidden labels and that old-fashioned pattern attached to them, and then imagine it being washed away and dissolved. There's no right or wrong way to do this. It's whatever way works the best for you. So we're going to take a few moments now and bring that new understanding of the truth as deeply into our minds and bodies as we can. You don't have to force it. It doesn't have to be difficult. The only thing you need to do is allow your mind to be connected to your heart energy. Because that energy is flowing. It's flowing because you are alive. And you're just asking it to do something additional. You're asking it to clear all those old, obsolete patterns out of your energy field. So just relax and let it happen. So see, imagine, visualize, feel all of those old rules, that old status quo, those old labels that say forbidden, allow them all to go. As this process happens, you can imagine your cells becoming brighter and lighter and sparklier as this old legacy, this old disempowering legacy is removed. So it's now the time for you to create something new for yourself. Because the subconscious will need rules, it will need a set of understandings about how a situation should be. It needs its operating system. So what we need to do is to give it a better one. So this is where you get to create the operating system that's perfect for you. Go back to the situation or the place that you want to transform. What would that place be like if it were perfect for you? What would be the perfect way of interacting with people? How would people treat each other? What would it be like to create and work there? if you were genuinely connected to your unique genius, if you were really allowing all of your gifts and talents to blossom and flourish and allow yourself to participate fully and really achieve your potential, what would the environment need to be like to allow you to do that? So allow that understanding of what your perfect environment would be. Allow it to form. You can imagine it that you are creating a bubble of energy with all of this new information. You are writing a new operating system. You can make it as detailed as you like. This is the new benchmark that you're creating here. This is the perfection when you are being yourself. This is the opposite of the perfectionist male paradigm. The new paradigm you're creating is the expression of who you are and the expression of your gifts being able to expand and blossom. But we're not thinking in a fluffy way here. Be specific. What would that workplace really be like if you could do that? What would that situation really be like? Imagine yourself creating that new reality. So now, as your heart energy is flowing, imagine bringing all the understandings of that new paradigm, bringing them into your mind, into your body, as deeply as you can, and imprinting those new patterns. Feel them going in, imagine it, visualize it. You are updating your subconscious operating system. So when your subconscious looks at what you're doing and compares it with its list of rules, it won't be telling you you're doing something forbidden any longer. You have now redefined your perfection. So let's continue to let that new understanding, that new paradigm, be soaked into your mind and body, your definition of perfection. more you are feeling stress and anxiety and conflict in a situation, the more you need to do this exercise. Again, we are retraining your mind and body to have a different response. So the more you repeat it, the more you do this exercise focused on all aspects of your life, the more you will genuinely create and shift into that new paradigm. And this energy that you've created, it's a really good idea to connect to it mentally as much as you can, just as you go through your day. Because this is an energy where you are safe, where you aren't undermining or sabotaging yourself, when you are really connected to your entitlement to be and do and have exactly what you want in life. So now I want you to imagine a copper-coloured energy flowing up from the earth, flowing into your legs, right through your body to your fingertips and right through your head, anchoring, integrating this new operating system, anchoring all the new patterns you've created. So it feels normal and safe and possible for you. And then when you're ready, open your eyes.